Many small businesses are closed here in Portland during the COVID-19 pandemic, and without paying customers, they're struggling to stay afloat. That list includes one of our favorite small businesses, Rose City Book Pub, which opened in November 2018 with the original and very Portland idea of bringing together books and beer. The pub features a collection of used books for sale along with food, wine, cocktails, and a tap list of mostly Northwest beers, and they've hosted regular events such as readings, live music, book clubs, fundraisers, and study groups. The pub recently secured funding from several coronavirus relief initiatives for small businesses, including the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, or EIDL, and the CARES Act. To find out more, and hopefully help other small business owners in the same fix, we're on the line with Elise Schumach, owner of Rose City Book Pub. Elise, thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Ken.
Elise, first, when did you close the Rose City Book Pub for the quarantine?
I think the 16th of March was when the governor closed restaurants for eating in.
And you're completely closed? I mean, no online book sales or takeout and delivery on the food?
No. Oh. I am. And I'm open every day from noon to 10 for takeout and growler fills and book sales. And I'm doing a lot of online. And then I've also been really lucky with a lot of people buying gift certificates in advance for after we reopen. But I am open, but I'm not getting very much business, to be honest.
And are there employees there besides you?
I was working by myself for a while. And then after I got the PPP loan, I hired somebody to do some marketing and a long book project that I'd been putting off.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that a little later after we get to some of the loans and the funding that you got. I want to go back to the beginning, though. I know you must have been very concerned, certainly when all this started, about the future of the book pub. What actions did you take initially to pay the bills and remain financially solvent?
My landlord has been really generous and gracious, and he's not able to cut the rent, but he contacted everybody right away and told us to not worry about late fees and to just pay what we could. So I paid half of the rent for the first month. And then because we had been open for half the month, I had the money to pay things like I was able to pay payroll up till then, and I was able to pay my utilities.
You have a very understanding landlord. I hope most businesses are also in that situation. But when the relief funds for small business became available, how'd you learn more about them and the application process? It seems fairly complex. I mean, there's three sources that we mentioned.
I already have an SBA loan through a little bank called Washington Trust, which is based in Spokane. And they sent us a bunch of information right away, all of their current banking customers. And then they encouraged everyone to just apply right away. And they sent me the dates, they sent me the application forms, everything like that.
So a lot of it was a credit to the bank, kind of helping you through the process.
I'm pretty sure the only reason I got this was because of my bank. Everyone else I've talked to I know other businesses got these loans, but my bank was so supportive, and I could tell that my banker was not sleeping. He emailed me at 1 a.m. He emailed me at 8 a.m. And on top of that, he's the vice president of the bank. And so he had just jumped in and he told me that they just stopped all other things and everybody, all hands on deck, were working on this for their customers.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that the people who applied quickly and promptly got a little bit better in terms of the luck of getting the funding because they actually ran out on the initial amount, which was a little over $300 billion. But I heard that actually starting today, they're taking applications for a second round of funding. I think Congress approved last week $320 billion in additional funding.
Yeah. But I'll tell you too, all of my friends who have small businesses, they started their applications the same day I did. It's just whether their bank followed through.
Oh, that was one question I was going to ask you, why you felt you were successful. And you mentioned to me even before the interview that you knew very few people who got any funding at all. And then most people, you know, got none. So you would say you would give credit to the bank and those people who never slept to get you through the application process.
Yeah, for the PPP loan specifically. So that's the only one I had to do through the bank. The EIDL grant was about a 20-minute application form online, and you didn't do it through a bank, and it just was very quick and surprisingly easy. And the problem with that was that it was supposed to be grants followed by loans, but then they ran out of money. So originally they had told people that every small business who applied would probably get a $10,000 grant. And then because so many people applied, they changed that then to you would get $1,000 per pre-crisis employee up to $10,000.
You were able to get $10,000 then?
Because I had 10 employees, but I know people who maybe are a sole proprietor and owner-operated and that's it, and no employees. They got nothing, and I know some people who got 2,000, but people had been told fairly definitively, it felt like, that we were all going to be getting $10,000. So that was really a devastating loss when that came through for some people.
What changed? What was it, just there was some misinformation in the beginning that everybody was getting that 10,000, or did the funds just start drying up?
The funds were drying up, and when they looked at it, they realized that they had overpromised.
And the third prong here is the CARES Act, and you received $12,600 through those means?
Right. And that one is only if you have an existing SBA loan and you don't have to apply for it. So if you already have an SBA loan, the government is just simply paying that bill for the next 6 months.
Now, for the PPP loan, I know there are conditions to get it forgiven. From what I understand and what I've read, you'll need to spend 75% of that loan on payroll within 8 weeks of receiving the money, while the rest of the loan can go towards paying things like rent and utilities. Is that something that's doable for you? I've been reading articles where several business owners, especially restaurants, said there's no way with no customers coming in, or with social distancing and very few customers coming in, hopefully in the future, that they can pay the staff, hire everybody back and have them make what they were making before.
Yeah, if I hired my employees back right now, then there would be no job for us to have at the end. Like, what I need to pay is my rent so that there's a restaurant here when we have restaurants open again. So I'm hoping that they're going to be changing those parameters, because they have been looking at it. It seems like Congress is looking at revisiting the parameters, and so hopefully that's something that'll change, and that they'll change it to payroll and rent and utilities are the need to be 75% in the first 8 weeks. And if that's the deal, then I can totally pay that, because that would be my expenses. But no, I have one employee that I've brought on part-time to work on a project, and I don't know any other restaurants really that would be in a position to bring on more employees while they're closed.
And if they don't change the conditions of that PPP loan, apparently you'll be charged 1% interest, which isn't a whole lot. And you have 6 months before any of the principal is due. But, and you've told me this, the loan has only a 2-year term. You have to pay everything back within 2 years.
Right. And I'm not the opening rate of it, I think, was 4.25%. And then it can be reduced depending on some metric that they haven't released yet. And so I'm not sure how low my interest will be, but I think it won't be above 4.25%. But yeah, there is this obstacle that I have a year and a half to pay back $26,000, potentially as much as $26,000, depending on how much gets forgiven, how much they lower the interest rate. And honestly, I'm hoping that I would be able to cover that. The combination of not having to pay my other loan for the next 6 months might make it so that I can afford to set aside this money to pay back this loan.
And hopefully then some of the conditions will be relaxed. From what I've heard, it's becoming more of a bipartisan effort. Oddly enough, the head of the Small Business Administration Congressional Committee is Senator Marco Rubio. And he's actually been, oddly enough, he's been an advocate for these funds, yeah. Which is not something you'd figure the Republican Party would really be supporting at this point.
Right. But I think, luckily, it's also a bipartisan tragedy and a bipartisan crisis. And so I think people are being humane about recognizing where the needs are, and that really we are going to be pretty sunk if people don't get what they need to be able to come back out of this afterward.
Now, the EIDL money is a grant, so that's yours to keep and apply to the business as needed?
Yeah.
And what about the funding from the CARES Act? That goes to paying your Small Business Administration loan?
Right.
Okay, so there's really no catches with those two prongs of the funding triangle there.
Right. Right. So about half of the money I got is simply grants and is definitely going to help me float through this.
What tips and suggestions would you give people who are about to apply now for that second round? Again, I think that when the applications opened up this morning.
Yeah. Well, my bank was telling everyone, if you didn't get the first round, to keep your application up to date and all of the information ready so that they could just drop it in the right slots on the day of when it opened up this time. So hopefully people have been doing that. And, you know, the application itself is really not a lot of questions. It's pretty simple. And, you know, you need to know what your average payroll is. And that's about the only financial question they ask.
So it's really a matter of timing and then the cooperation of the bank.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I feel like it is sort of out of people's hands. The other thing is I would use small community banks, and I would make sure that you are calling whoever, make sure that you have a specific person assigned to your case and make sure that you're in contact with them. But honestly, I think that it's not really in the power of the applicant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of it is the bank and timing, as we mentioned, and maybe a little luck involved, too. Can you tell us about that new book project that you've initiated with the person you hired?
Yeah. So I've always meant to put some books up online. And so I'm finally putting my high value books up online, and then also some of the specialized books that maybe shouldn't be taking up the space in this shop, but I could put in my house, and they might have more appeal to a specific buyer instead of a general audience. And then that will let me take some other things out of storage and put up some more appealing books for the public.
And that would be for mail order. People could order online and get it mailed, or maybe even pick up if they live locally.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really just is a whole lot of research and data entry, and it just takes the time it takes. And it turns out that the needs of running the restaurant and bar and just the day-to-day operations just kept getting in the way of being able to take on this project before now.
So this might be a silver lining, if I can put it in more optimistic terms.
And especially because if the whatever I'm paying for an employee to do this right now, if even just that amount of money becomes a grant, then this has been paid for by someone else and not me.
Now, what are your thoughts on how and when you can reopen Rose City Book Pub? You must have been having a lot of plans going on in your head. And of course, there's so much uncertainty, nobody really knows.
Yeah, I've just been following everything from the governor's office and Oregon Health Authority. And I'll reopen as soon as I'm allowed to. But I do have concern about whether people will feel safe even when it's called safe. I'm concerned about whether people will come in any kind of real numbers. And some of the events that I host here, you know, they can be kind of crowded, and I'm just concerned that we won't be able to host what our, like, according to our capacity, according to the fire marshal, I think I might be hosting according to a different capacity.
Well, Elise, thanks so much for sharing all that information on the assistance you got for small businesses through these coronavirus relief funds. And hopefully other people will be able to secure funding when the relief programs go into the second round.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I hope that they just keep putting out more money and more money until everyone's taken care of, because this has made it from not possible to possible. And I can imagine a Portland that's really changed and not for the better if more people don't get the same kind of funding I got.
We've been talking with Elise Schumach, owner of Portland's Rose City Book Pub. The book pub is located at 1329 Northeast Fremont, and it's currently open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily for takeout and to-go food and for growlers and books. Their website is rosecitybookpub.com, and you can find out more about coronavirus relief options for small businesses on the U.S. Small Business Administration website, sba.gov. This is Ken Jones for KBOOS News In Depth.